This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I own the results of the last 2 years. Ownership evaluates everybody on an annual basis, and he's grateful, basically, that he survived.
Yeah.
And clearly, he was involved in the decision because he used "we" several times when talking about the decision. So he must have known for some time that he was safe if he was brought in to make the decision about the coach. And I think it was complete sincerity on Andrew Berry's part talking about his relationship with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah,
I'm Jeff Phelps.
Yeah.
This would be Andy Baskin.
I don't think you bring up your kid if you're not sincere.
I think he's completely sincere.
100% right there. I just don't.
Sounded almost emotional there, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish he would speak more often. That's about it, because I think there'd be a better. I think. I'm not saying he's got to speak every week. Maybe even if it's once every 6 weeks or something like that.
GM of the Cowboys speaks after every game.
Yeah, I understand that, but we're not the Cowboys, and I don't really need to.
He's the owner.
I know, but we don't need to hear him every week.
Nope.
I just think there were questions that came up during the season that he let Kevin have to answer the questions for a front office decision, and he didn't. And I think we would have, I feel good after listening to him about the decisions they make, because I have an explanation, and he has given me a reference point to maybe perhaps why they did things, where they were going with the situation, who was on board, who wasn't on board, whether some of it's hot air or not, I don't know. But I just, for some reason, as a fan, I feel better because Andrew came out and spoke today, and he said, I own it. I own that record. I own this stuff. And that's great.
Yeah, but he didn't take the hit for it.
No, he didn't take the hit for it. And he made Kevin answer questions for him throughout the season. So he's got some repair work to do to have any trust from the fans. He does. They feel good about his draft. They feel good about a couple of the free agent moves that he made. He's got a chance to move forward with the organization and run things in a way that could be beneficial somewhere down the road.
The one thing about the draft, Andy, and again, I think they added some nice players.
Yeah.
But they added four players right now who you think are contributors long-term. I don't think you can make the comment yet that Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, or Dylan Sampson are going to be long-term contributors here. I hope so. I hope Dylan Sampson is. I like Dylan Sampson a lot.
Yeah, I could see if Barry's here, I could see Sampson staying for a long time as a backup running back.
I don't think we saw a lot of him this year. I do think it's interesting.
The quarterback is the biggest question mark off this last draft.
And boy, did he not dodge that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit for that. Let me give you the thought here. He said, Shedeur Sanders is a work in progress. We will do our work in the quarterback market.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that the 2026 starter is internal, meaning he's on the roster, or external. The new head coach will have input into the quarterback. He said Deshaun Watson will be on the team next year as things stand now.
Sure.
He said, I can't look into the future. I think one thing he said, and he just kind of slipped it in, and I thought, ooh, that's telling. And I don't think it was, you know, he didn't go too nuts on it. External veteran options. When he talked about quarterback later on, after he made that initial statement, he said, external veteran options at quarterback. And I think that's really telling. So keep that in mind. I've just quickly called him up. Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, Zach Wilson, Tyrod Taylor, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mitch Trubisky, Carson Wentz, Malik Willis, ding, ding, ding. Those are some of the veteran quarterback options who are available in free agency.
Who knows who might be out there after the draft?
Without question.
Yeah.
Yep, without question. I think Andrew handled himself well. Again, big picture here. I would have kept Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And I think Kevin is a better coach than what he has shown the last couple of years, and I think the roster buried him this year.
If I was
ownership and I was going to get rid of one guy, I would have gotten rid of the other as well.
This is a tough question because I think a lot of people will hear this and think probably what I thought. He said season of transition.
Yeah.
Multiple times when talking about this year.
Team and roster in transition.
Yeah. Team and roster in transition. What does that mean? Because he made it sound like, from a front office point of view, he viewed the year as a season of transition. I think when fans hear that, they hear... You want to say it or do you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
I think fans hear, we didn't care if we won this year, which is a nice way of saying another thing, a.k.a. tanking. I don't know if I'm taking it
or
too far.
Or the beginning of a rebuild?
Or the beginning of a rebuild, which Myles Garrett just said again he doesn't want to be a part of. And he also said that last year.
Hey,
so that's why I thought it was interesting, that line of questioning about...
If they were tanking and rebuilding, Kevin just screwed it up in the last 2 weeks.
By winning the last
game. Could have had the number one pick.
Yeah. Season of transition. I think there's a difference of season of transition for the fans than there is for the general manager of the front office.
He spoke extensively about off-season plans, offense. He said it's really about building up the offense. I get that. A lot of work with the offensive personnel. Got it. Understand. Gave Kevin and the staff credit for how they brought along the young quarterbacks. Interesting. Another thing he said, Andy, that folks get ready. Whoever your favorite veteran is and you have his jersey, you might be needing another one because he talked about trading veterans for future assets. Veterans who we think might not be long-term here.
But that was in the Myles Garrett conversation, too.
Yep.
So.
And so I would think any veteran that they think is a short-termer here, they could get, if you can get a fourth or a fifth, boom, they're going to be gone.
I'm sure Denzel's looking around on that going, huh.
But Andy, you can't,
I just don't
you
think you can trade Denzel.
Top, you can't I trade
know.
Your top guys. I mean, you want to make this thing worse than 5-12?
But you
go
just
ahead and trade Myles Garrett and trade Denzel Ward.
I know, but you describe Denzel in that. You describe Miles
yeah,
when he
they,
says
if
that.
They didn't fit your time frame. Meanwhile,
what is the time frame to get to the dome?
I drove past the ditch the other day.
Shovels are going in the ground this year.
Yep.
Soon. Very soon, right?
Yep. That's the word. That's the word. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We're going to talk to Scott Petrak at 120 from brownzone.com. You heard him answering questions there. Jeff is in Chesterland. Jeff, welcome.
This is Cool Ray.
Oh, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up, man? I've been listening to you guys all morning, man. Great, great topic. And I listen, Kevin Savansky, good for you. You know, you did what you did, but we need to put this in three different perspectives. Like, the prior ownership of this team didn't care about this team. He cared more.
Okay, if you want to say it's horrible, I want to just ask you one question. Would you rather have an owner that just wants to throw money at something and try to hire the right people, or have an owner who is involved and has their hands all over everything? I'm just curious. Just give me your opinion on that. That's all.
I would like to have a combination of both.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I just think we've had, I mean, there are times when I sit here and I'm like, you know, maybe Randy Lerner wasn't such a bad. I think Al Lerner totally cared. You know, and Randy was put in a spot. I also will say, till I'm blue in the face, that if Norma would have just taken over the naming rights of the team, people would have treated things a lot differently and cut her a ton more slack than they would have Randy.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
So when the Haslam took over, I agree with everybody. He wanted stability. But now, I look at this three ways with Stefanski and the GM, is that ultimately Stefanski failed at his job. We talk about he didn't have talent. We forget he had talent. They were talking about this team being...
Yeah, and he won 11 games with it twice.
The national media was talking about this team being a potential Super Bowl contending team.
This year?
He did nothing with that except made to the playoff, and they gave him a two-time coach of the year. And that's what we've been holding on to for this whole time. But if you evaluate him as a coach, that's really it. But if you're looking at a GM, you have to now evaluate him. You evaluate the GM. Ask yourself this. How many times has he overvalued a player? Which means if these are all NFL players that made it to the draft. So these are guys who potentially could have went to other teams, but did he overdraft these guys? How many players did he overdraft?
He didn't draft them. Andrew Berry did.
Andrew Berry. So you want to now Haslam is he said that Haslam evaluates them on a year-to-year basis. So if Haslam is evaluating them like a job performance review,
mm-hmm.
How many times has Andrew Berry actually overdrafted someone?
I don't know, Cool Ray.
Are you talking about third round?
All I know is
some of the third round wide receivers that haven't worked out. Is that where you're going?
All I know is that there's not a whole lot of talent on this offense. So much so that Andrew Berry mentioned it 15 times that we're going to go nuts on the offense in the offseason. Didn't cost him his
job.
Two
running backs.
Didn't cost Kevin his job.
And what are they going to do with, you know, David Njoku? There's another question for you.
Greg is in San Diego, California. Greg?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good, good. Hey, I got one thing to say. Both of these guys, Andrew Berry, Ken Stefanski, couldn't pick talent out of a wet paper bag. I'm angry Tom's brother out of San Diego, and it's just embarrassing to watch how these guys draft, waste money, don't hold people accountable. It's embarrassing for the city of Cleveland. I grew up in Cleveland, you know, Browns fan through and through, and they just can't get it right.
Well, they just held Kevin Stefanski accountable. He'll be interviewing soon.
And they probably have the rookie of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're on defense.
Jeff's in Cleveland. Jeffrey?
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, did they mention anything about the Flacco? Anyone ask a question? I think I may have.
He went around it. Yeah. I was excited because I thought the question was coming.
No big answer.
And then the question kind of deflected at the end.
It went to wide receivers.
Receivers rather than Flacco. I was waiting for that too, man.
I don't know. I think they just threw Stefanski under the bus all year. Like they just knew at that point that they were getting.
Jeffrey, phone issues.
Yep.
Phone issues. Scott Petrak was in that press conference. You heard him asking questions. He's going to join us next. Anxious to get Scott's thoughts. He got pushed back today because all kinds of stuff going on Berea. That's Kevin Stefanski out as head coach and Andrew Berry in charge. That's it. No question. No Paul DePodesta. No Kevin Stefanski. It's Andrew Berry's team. Let's go to the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. He was in that press conference. You heard him asking questions of Andrew Berry. Maybe he's going to apply to be a thought partner. From the Chronicle Telegram and BrownZone.com, he's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're having a big day.
It's an emotional day for us, for Jeff and I. Yes.
You and I, Andy, we all understand. We all get, we all said it. Coaches in the NFL don't survive 8 wins in 2 years. How do general managers survive that?
That's a good question. I think you have a really good draft class before those decisions are made. I think you were here for not only the last 6 years, but you know Andrew Berry was here before that in a different capacity. So you build a long, long relationship with ownership, and ownership trusts you, and they believe you're incredibly smart, which is not any stretch to believe. And they put their faith in you. And I guess the other part of this is, it's easier for coaches to be judged on wins and losses, and I think it's not as easy for general managers. I'm not sure that makes sense. I'm not sure. I know I don't agree with the decision to separate Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. And I wrote that over the weekend. I think the roster played a big part in the record, and that's Andrew Berry's, responsibility. But the Haslams feel that Andrew Berry did a better job in his job than Kevin Stefanski did in his.
Are you surprised at all that this happened and the way this split?
Yeah, to some degree, I think in the last, 5 days, it felt like it was going to go this direction. I wasn't convinced that it 100% would. If you told me a month ago, 2 months ago, that it would happen where Kevin got fired and Andrew stayed, I would have been shocked by that. So, I'm surprised by that, and I'm surprised, and maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's just me being naive. But they'd been together so long, they were connected for so long, and it kind of feels like at some point there's a divide, right? Not like socially or personally, but it's, hey, I'm doing my job well enough to keep it, and the other guy's not. And, I guess I maybe should have expected that. And I'm not even saying it became like contentious because I don't think it did. It just strikes me as not how I envisioned things going down.
Scott, I think a lot of fans are attached to Jim Schwartz. Players can be attached to Jim Schwartz. I would tell everybody don't get excited there because a new coach might have completely different ideas. But does this mean anything? Andrew Berry had his 1 year away from the Browns in Philadelphia in 2019. The DC of that team was Jim Schwartz. And now he's the DC in Cleveland. That mean anything?
I think it does. I would put right now, if you're handicapping the coaching search, I think Jim Schwartz would be the favorite. And that's because we don't know exactly who's going to be out there. We don't know who they're interested in. We don't know who they're going to interview. And I don't think they've made their minds up. But I mean, Jimmy Haslam talked about how impressed he is with Jim Schwartz. I think he used the word, I love Jim Schwartz. Absolutely, he wants to keep him. Now, they're not going to force the next coach to keep him, but one way you get around that is you just hire that guy to be your head coach. And he's been a head coach before. plenty of players today endorsed him to be the head coach. And I'm not even saying that's the right move or not. I'm just saying that's there's a little bit of vibe there going, okay, maybe it could be Jim Schwartz run it back with the number two ranked defense that's been number one in the league in the 3 years he's been here collectively. A bunch of guys are coming back on that defense. You don't have to switch the scheme, right? It would be an easy transition. I'm not saying that would be the right transition because it would feel a lot like what we just saw, right? Because you'd probably bring back Tommy Rees as your play caller.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm just assuming that, right? So then the one big change is Kevin, and maybe, you know, maybe they get rid of Bubba Ventrone or something. But it doesn't feel big enough to me as a change-wise, but I could certainly see that happening.
With all the jobs that are opening today, how attractive is this job to a coach that would be coming in from the outside?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, a lot of times I think it doesn't really matter. You know, these
really?
Jobs are precious. But when it matters is if there's multiple teams vying for you, right? I mean, that's when it matters, I think, the attractiveness of the job. You know, I think the fact that the Haslams have deep pockets is attractive. I do think working with Andrew Berry would be attractive. You know, he's a smart guy. I think he's easy to work with. You know, I've never heard anybody say anything besides that. So I think that's a selling point. The defense, Myles Garrett, is a selling point. The problem is they don't know who their quarterback is, and that's a huge problem. And if you're comparing it to Tennessee and the new coach believes in Cam Ward, and you're comparing it to, you know, what other,
Atlanta?
You know, what other – think Atlanta, maybe where
New
they
York,
might have
Jackson
their coach.
Dart.
I would thank you. That's the other one I was going for. Jackson Dart, right? If you're the Giants and the next coach likes Jackson Dart, then I think that's an easier sell because, you know, not that Andrew said anything we don't know, but the two most important decisions are the coach and the quarterback. And if you're the coach and the organization's already figured out the other one, you're ahead of the game.
I was glad to hear Andrew Berry be noncommittal about the starting quarterback next year. And to say that they're going to look at the quarterback market, and then he used the words external veteran options. Good. Go, you know, check it out and see and open it up and have a real competition. You know, and that's okay by me. Scott, what do you think?
Well, I don't know if I'm crazy about a competition. I like the idea of looking at every option, whether that's with the number six pick, whether that's trying to trade up from number six, whether that's at 25 or wherever they draft with the Jaguars pick, whether it's Malik Willis or just name whoever it is that's available, whether they're veterans through free agency trade or in the draft. I like taking all those into account. I'm not sure I love the idea of showing up day one and saying, yeah, we don't know who the starting quarterback is. Now, is there a scenario where that plays out like that? Sure. Would Shadur have to compete for the starting job? Maybe. You know, Andrew said he's very much a work in progress, which means it didn't sound like they're just going to hand him the job, which I think is the right move. I think he's been made big strides, but I don't think he's shown enough to say, yeah, he's the guy for 2026. So I think you just have to open all avenues. But if you're the Browns, I don't think you just collect assets at that position like you did this offseason. I think you identify the guy you want to be the starter, if it's in the draft or a veteran guy.
He was asked about Deshaun Watson, said he can't look into the future, but as it stands now, yes, he's on the roster next year.
Yeah.
What if a new coach thinks that's his best option?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be stunned. You know, what would make them think that, right? What would make
I
the
don't
next
know.
Coach think
yeah,
that Deshaun
I
Watson's
don't know.
The best option unless you give him a bunch of other bad options?
Because I would think if you're actually looking at external veteran options, you would have to get one before you rolled Deshaun Watson out there at training camp, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I think Deshaun Watson is going to be here because they owe him $46 million and don't want to pay that for him not to be here.
There is that,
So whatever role that winds up being. And, you know, Andrew did leave the door open for him not to be here, but the expectation is that he will be here. You know, if they changed GMs, then I thought there was a much greater chance that Watson wouldn't be here next year. But with Andrew, it just makes sense that he's going to be here. But he didn't commit to him having any kind of specific role, which I think is, you know, just makes all the sense in the world. The guy hasn't played in, you know, since October 2024, and he was bad before that. So, you know, will he be here? Probably. can you count on him having any kind of significant role? I don't think so. And I wouldn't trust a coach that thinks that he should be your guy week one.
How long till Kevin gets another gig? What do you think? And what does that say? Again, I keep going back to Mike Vrabel. And Jeff and I looked at each other when Vrabel was let go from Tennessee. We're like, oh, he's going to have a job in 2 minutes.
Sure.
And then he ended up sitting out for a year. Now, I don't know if that was his choice or not and didn't like the jobs that might have been available. But like, I'm wondering what that says about Kevin the longer this the longer he does now. Like, I don't know. I'm looking at just kind of betting charts. People are saying that Kevin's going to land pretty quick. But your thoughts?
Yeah, I do think he's going to land quick. And, you know, part of the reason I think that is, you know, the national media buzz that has been out there about that, you know, connecting him to the Giants, connecting him to potential other jobs. And I think it speaks to how highly respected Kevin is in this league and a feeling that he wasn't given the best circumstances to win here. And when he was given decent circumstances, he won 11 games twice and went to the playoffs. I think that is probably the prevailing opinion outside of this building, is that it wasn't Kevin Stefanski's fault that they only won 8 games over the last 2 seasons. Obviously, the feeling inside the building is different. So I expect him to get a job in this offseason. You know, I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's the Giants. But I think he lands on his feet quickly. And if it's not this year, I think he'll have a job, you know, next year if he wants it, because I do think he's super respected. He's young. He's smart. He's handled a bunch of crazy stuff here and shown that he doesn't, you know, doesn't bat an eye. He's really unflappable. And he's going to sit down with whoever GM or whoever owner and impress them too.
Scott Petrak joining us, brownzone.com. You'll read all of Scott's coverage of the coaching change and the coaching search and everything else. He'll be all over it. Tell me what you thought of a lot of talk about a young team adding players to the offense and, you know, how it fits, and then how might that relate to either a veteran coach or a coordinator type coming in? You know, I would think a coordinator type would be, okay, we can build with this guy and build the roster. A veteran coach to me would mean, hey, we think we're ready to win now. Did you get any sense one way or the other based on some of those thoughts?
I did not, and I think the reason for that is Andrew Berry is so deliberate and analytical, and not like analytical. He gives everything deep thought,
right,
that he knows better than to lock himself into any one way of thinking. And I feel comfortable, having known Andrew for a while and watched him work, that that's true. So it's like quarterback when he says, yes, we're going to look at this avenue and this avenue. I think he feels the same way about the coaching search. And he mentioned how Kevin had not been a head coach previously and that they were the only team that interviewed him in 2019 and then 2020 when he got the job. So they're not going to follow the trends. They're not going to, you know, just lock in on all the popular candidates. They're going to do a bunch of research and interview a bunch of guys. And if they feel that person is the leader necessary, it's not going to matter if it's an offensive guy or a defensive guy. It's not going to matter if it's a coordinator or a quarterback coach or a veteran guy. So I think that's just the way it is. Now, would you have to convince a veteran coach that you might be 2 years away from having a chance to compete for a Super Bowl or whatever that time frame would be? Maybe that's a harder sell than a young guy in his first job looking to grow and grow with maybe a rookie quarterback. I could see that argument, but I don't think right now Andrew's leaning one way or the other in that regard.
Would you have kept both guys, or would you have moved on from both guys?
That's a great question, Jeff. I personally would have kept them both.
Me too.
But I completely understand the argument to move on. I get 8 wins isn't enough. I get that it might be stale after 6 years. I get the frustration of the fan base and looking to give them some reason to get excited. I understand all those things, and I don't think there's a great compelling argument for the status quo, you know, so
I
wouldn't have been able to fight with you very much on that. But I personally think, I don't think Kevin Stefanski was the reason they didn't win games. So I would not have fired Kevin. And then, you know, I think Andrew's a different discussion. And I saw a lot of good stuff in the last, like Jimmy has them laid it out, right? There's a lot of good stuff in last year. And they decided that outweighed the plenty of misses in Andrew's 5 years. And there were hits along those first 5 years too, but Without this last year, there's no way that Andrew Berry keeps that job and Kevin Stefanski doesn't.
Joel Bitonio today, just listening in, just curious your thoughts and how emotional that was.
Hey, almost had me crying there. I only cried, you know, TV and movies. But, yeah, it's, you know, and he said he hasn't made up his mind and he doesn't feel any different this year than he did last year. You know, it sounds more like he's leaning toward retirement, but that just could be the way I'm hearing it, you know. And maybe it's a second time through, so it sounds more real this time. But, you know, I mean, known Joel forever, you know, I think he's probably my favorite guy I've ever covered.
Wow.
So to see him get emotional talking about, you know, the pride he takes in his job and how he wants to be remembered, yeah, that was an emotional moment that I think got a lot of people that know Joel well.
This is a quick thing. Andrew Berry mentioned next several weeks for the head coaching search.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And part of that is just the, you know, the wide net they're going to cast. Part of it is the rules that are set up now in the league where, you know, if a guy's on a playoff team, you can't hire him. And it's harder to interview him, right? You have to stagger the interviews. Yep. You can't meet with the guy in person if he's on a playoff team until the end of January. Or, you know, I don't have the exact dates in my head, but it's a while. So I would think that that just kind of leads itself toward not having a quick decision on this.
Thank you for joining us today. We know you're slammed, and we thank you very, very much. And we'll be chatting with you. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, folks.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.